conditions for receiving the latter rain. God says, I will pour water on the thirsty ground. Ask and ye shall receive. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. The basic condition is wanting it. No one will ever receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit unless he desires it with all his heart. There are other conditions, but this condition is the most important condition for receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. Part number one, persistent prayer. Pray without ceasing. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. Be willing moment by moment to receive this gift. So we must ask for it. We receive nothing without asking. Ask, seek, knock. Every Christian must do this. So let us set into our program daily, morning and evening at least, a time in which we ask God to give us His Holy Spirit. Now we have studied already this quarter how the Holy Spirit functions, convinces of sin, shows us what is righteousness, keeps before us the judgment, teaches us all the work of Christ, brings to our remembrance everything we've learned. Now if at any moment we refuse, we silence this voice, we shrug off our guilt feelings and refuse to repent, we shrug off our responsibilities and refuse to walk in paths of righteousness, the moment we do that, we are short-circuiting the function of the Holy Spirit. We are frustrating the grace of God. Therefore, as we pray, we must be ready to die to self. Part number two, daily repentance and conversion. This is a daily work. Every day we must be converted. Every day we must deliberately set ourselves in the side of God. We must choose this. This is our program. We must turn by a conscious effort of will that has been germinated and stiffened by the presence of the Holy Spirit into that direction that Christ requires. Things to do, things to leave undone that we must carry out by His grace. Part number three, we must continually obey. John 7:17, whosoever willeth to do his will, he shall know the doctrine. As obedient children, not fashioning ourselves after the world, in the former lusts or desires when we were ignorant. Herein is choice. We must choose to obey. This is all through the Bible. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. God is God, follow Him. If Baal, then follow Him. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. We must cast down imaginations of rebellion. Every high thing, high-handed, objectionable, deliberate, I'm going to do it anyway, honorary attitude. This must be cast down daily. Continually. May I emphasize this point? This warfare with self, this battle with thought, this fight with our desires, this great conflict between light and darkness, between good and evil, is continually raging within our brains. And if the continual presence of the Holy Spirit is not there, to meet with us an equally continual surrender of the will, then we shall be overcome. So our battle is with ourselves to stay yielded, to stay obedient, to stay under the control of the Holy Spirit. Part number four, willingness to witness. We must be prepared at all times to give a testimony of what Jesus has done for us. This is all God requires. You will remember there were two wild men, demoniacs, he met at Gadara, infested with a legion of demons, out of whom he cast the evil spirit. And these two, clothed, sitting calmly, learning of Jesus, wanted to stay there indefinitely. But after a few moments or hours of instruction, the Lord Jesus said, "Go back to your friends and tell them the things that God has done for you." This is the witness. What has God done for me? What has He done in my life? What should I bear witness to concerning His graciousness and kindness? Jesus said, "My meat," that's what I eat and drink, "is to do the will of Him that sent me, and to finish the work." Jesus said, "I must work while it is day." Night comes when no man can work. Day is used in the scriptures today as the day of opportunity. God expects me today, as opportunity opens, to testify to my personal experiences in the things of God. What has He revealed to me from His Word? What has He revealed to me through the circumstances of life, in my family, of His goodness and His power and His greatness and His mercy and His love? Part number five, humility, unity, a humbling of the mind so as to join with those around me. Vital condition for receiving the gift of the Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, they were all with one accord in one place. Now, how can we achieve unity? In what areas should we strive for it? First of all, there should be unity among brethren. No labeling of conservative and liberal, orthodox and unorthodox, progressive. No racial disunity. Working towards our racial advantage. No language barrier. In some parts of the world, it is impossible to differentiate between people by looking at them. If they're sitting in the congregation, you wouldn't know that they don't belong to the same language group. Actually, they're different, and languages can separate. Social, educational, professional. In all these areas, disunity results. We must consciously pray that God's Spirit will break down these barriers. And what really brings about disunity is pride. Pride of race, pride of language, pride of social position, pride of education, pride of profession, pride of factional differences. Let's ask God to take away all pride from our hearts. That we should attain the same unity and oneness that the Father, Son, and the Spirit enjoy. Part number six, reception and belief. I would use the word willingness here. If we are going to be ready for the latter rain's power, we must be willing for it. They gladly received His word. They immediately believed. Ask in faith, nothing wavering. Wave is affected by wind. every wind of doctrine, wind of opinion, changes and moves aside. So these wonderful characteristics can come within a group of Christian believers, can come into our lives and personalities by the power of an indwelling spirit. And if we see by the convicting power that some of these maladjustments, wrong conditions exist, the latter rain cannot come down with power, let us ask the Lord for grace to allow the Christ-likeness to change our characters so that his power might flow into us fully.